The moon, our celestial companion. As an astronomer and planetary scientist, I've long been fascinated by Earth's nearest neighbor in space. In this book, I aim to share my passion for the moon and explore its profound impact on human history, culture, and scientific understanding. Join me on a journey from ancient myths to cutting-edge research as we uncover the secrets of our faithful cosmic companion. The moon and human culture. Since the dawn of civilization, humans have gazed up at the moon with wonder and curiosity. Its changing phases and ethereal glow have inspired countless myths, legends, and spiritual beliefs across cultures. The ancient Egyptians associated the moon with their god Khonsu, while Greek mythology told of the goddess Selene driving her lunar chariot across the night sky. In many societies, the moon has been linked to the feminine, cycles of nature, and the passage of time. Its regular phases provided early calendars, shaping agriculture and religious observances. Even today, lunar cycles influence tides, animal behavior, and human activities in subtle ways we're only beginning to fully understand. The moon has also been a powerful symbol in literature and art throughout history. From Shakespeare's famous line, "It is the very error of the moon," to Van Gogh's swirling night skies, our satellite has fired the imagination of creators for centuries. As we explore the moon's scientific importance, we should not forget its profound cultural resonance that continues to shape how we view our place in the cosmos. The moon's origins and geology. How did the moon come to be? This question has puzzled scientists for generations. The prevailing theory today is the giant impact hypothesis, which proposes that a Mars-sized body collided with the early Earth around 4.5 billion years ago. The debris from this cataclysmic impact coalesced to form the moon we see today. This violent birth left its mark on the moon's geology. Unlike Earth, the moon has no atmosphere or active plate tectonics. Its surface is a preserved record of ancient impacts, with craters dating back billions of years. The dark areas we see from Earth, called maria, are actually vast lava plains formed by ancient volcanic eruptions. Lunar rocks brought back by Apollo astronauts have revealed much about the moon's composition and history. They show that the moon and Earth share similar isotope ratios, supporting the impact origin theory. These samples have also helped us understand the moon's internal structure, with a small iron core surrounded by a rocky mantle and crust. One of the moon's most intriguing features is the stark contrast between its near and far sides. The near side is dominated by the dark maria, while the far side is heavily cratered and lacks large lava plains. This dichotomy may be due to differences in crustal thickness caused by the moon's early tidal locking with Earth. The moon's influence on Earth. The moon exerts a profound influence on our planet, most visibly through ocean tides. The gravitational pull of the moon, and to a lesser extent, the sun, causes the regular rise and fall of sea levels. This tidal effect has shaped coastlines, influenced marine ecosystems, and even played a role in the evolution of life on Earth. But the moon's impact goes far beyond the tides. Its gravitational pull helps stabilize Earth's axial tilt, preventing wild swings that could cause extreme climate shifts. The moon also slows Earth's rotation over time through tidal friction, gradually lengthening our days. Some researchers even suggest that the moon played a crucial role in making Earth habitable. Its formation may have delivered volatile elements necessary for life and helped establish Earth's magnetic field by stirring up our planet's molten core. The moon continues to shape life on Earth in subtle ways. Many animals use lunar cycles to time breeding or migration. And while the idea of lunar effects on human behavior is controversial, some studies suggest possible links between the moon's phases and sleep patterns or emergency room visits. Lunar exploration, past, present, and future. Humanity's fascination with the moon reached new heights in the 20th century with the dawn of the space age. The Cold War space race between the United States and Soviet Union drove rapid advances in rocketry and space technology, culminating in the historic Apollo lunar landings. On July 20, 1969, Neil Armstrong became the first human to set foot on another world, declaring it one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Over the next 3 years, 11 more astronauts would walk on the lunar surface, conducting scientific experiments and returning valuable samples. After Apollo, lunar exploration entered a quieter phase. Robotic missions like NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter have mapped the moon in unprecedented detail. Meanwhile, other nations have joined the Lunar Club, with China recently landing rovers on the far side of the moon. Today, we stand on the brink of a new era of lunar exploration. NASA's Artemis program aims to return humans to the moon by 2025, this time with the goal of establishing a permanent presence. Private companies are also getting involved, with plans for everything from lunar tourism to mining operations. The moon offers unique opportunities for scientific research. Its pristine environment and lack of atmosphere make it an ideal site for astronomical observatories. The lunar far side, shielded from Earth's radio noise, could host sensitive radio telescopes to probe the early universe. Challenges of lunar habitation. As we look toward a future of human settlement on the moon, we must confront the many challenges of surviving in this alien environment. The moon's harsh conditions will require innovative solutions in life support, radiation protection, and resource utilization. One of the biggest hurdles is the moon's lack of atmosphere. Future lunar bases will need to be pressurized and shielded against the vacuum of space and extreme temperature swings. Radiation from solar flares and cosmic rays poses another serious threat, requiring thick shielding or underground habitats. The low gravity environment of the moon, about 1/6 of Earth's, presents both opportunities and challenges. While it allows for easier construction of large structures, prolonged exposure to low gravity can cause muscle atrophy and bone loss in humans. Exercise regimens and artificial gravity may be necessary for long-term lunar inhabitants. Supplying a lunar base with essentials like water, oxygen, and food will be crucial. Fortunately, recent discoveries have found evidence of water ice in permanently shadowed craters near the lunar poles. This could be a game changer, providing not only drinking water, but also raw material for producing breathable oxygen and rocket fuel. The moon as a stepping stone to the stars. As we look to the future, the moon represents more than just a nearby destination. It's a crucial stepping stone for humanity's expansion into the solar system and beyond. A permanent lunar presence will allow us to develop and test technologies needed for long-duration space missions and off-world colonies. The moon's low gravity makes it an ideal launch pad for missions to Mars and other destinations. Resources mined on the moon could fuel spacecraft without the need to escape Earth's deep gravity well. And the isolation of lunar bases will help us understand the psychological challenges of living far from Earth. Perhaps most importantly, returning to the moon will reignite the spirit of exploration that drives human progress. As we gaze up at that silvery orb, we're reminded of our potential to overcome seemingly impossible challenges. The moon beckons us to push beyond our limits, to dream big, and to reach for the stars. In conclusion, the moon has been humanity's constant companion throughout history, shaping our cultures, our planet, and our dreams of exploration. As we enter a new era of lunar discovery, we have the opportunity to deepen our understanding of this familiar yet mysterious world. The moon's future is bright, and I believe it will play a pivotal role in humanity's journey to become a spacefaring civilization.